Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Week two, you could call it a redemption of sorts for the Packers defense and for defensive lineman Mike Daniels in particular. Daniels, one of the most outspoken players on the Packers defense during training camp. Here's what he had to say after the struggles in Seattle.
I can only speak for myself. I know I played absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the drawing board, getting back to the lab, watching the tape, and improving on my game. Because I'm not happy at all right now.
Daniels definitely got his game back on track. Let's take a look at how. We'll start with some plays by Daniels against the run. Here the Jets are in a wildcat with a running back in the shotgun, and they are run heavy to one side. They actually have a tight end lined up as the left tackle, and Daniels will take advantage of that, splitting the double team, and you can see that tight end is no match trying to grab his jersey, but Daniels doesn't let the running back get behind his blockers and makes the stop. Sometimes run defense isn't a matter of splitting gaps, but simply beating your man one-on-one. That's what Daniels will do here as he gets enough leverage on the left guard to be able to go either way in the hole, and Chris Ivory has nowhere to go. Now, Daniels wasn't the only Packers defender to play well against the run. It took a strong group effort to hold Ivory and Chris Johnson to a combined 2.5 yards a carry on 25 rushes. But Daniels had an impact in the pass rush as well. Here's what was probably the defensive play of the game. The Jets are ahead 21-9 in scoring territory with a chance to deliver possibly a knockout blow. On the pass rush, Daniels will charge to his right. Watch how he explodes back to the left to get pressure on Geno Smith. And the hit he delivers right there allows the pass to flutter, and it's picked off by Tremont Williams. And the Packers are on the comeback trail. One more from Daniels on the pass rush. This is just one play after he was flagged for illegal hands to the face, and he'll do just about everything to make up for it. He will shed the block of the left guard, split the late double team from the center, and draw a holding flag from the referee as he gets the sack on Geno Smith in a big third quarter for the Packers. That was only about half of the high-impact plays from Daniels that I could have shown you from the Jets game. So what did he have to say after a performance like that?
Just playing football. That's all it was, just playing football.
Well, it sounds like Daniels wanted to let his play do the talking. Mission accomplished, I'd say. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.